This podcast is part of the Zio to Hero Podcast Network.
You stay right here.
The world is very lucky to have you, and so am I. May the power protect you always.
We heard the voices, we can hear them, we can touch them. We're gonna find out who they really are!
Will, now that's a terrible idea. I'm gonna do that one more time because I felt like I sloshed it.
Well, The Rock's stipulations with his, like, contract and stuff of being a part of the board, he has to be in a wrestling match now. So it's been interesting to see The Rock as a heel, which I do gotta say he's very good as a heel because he has the smack-talking mouth to back it up.
Well, yeah, it's The Rock, man.
And I don't know about you, but him telling...
He has an entire song about how him saying, "You're welcome."
Yeah, well... I listened to him tell 14,000 people that they're a bunch of meth heads. So it was perfect. All right. Thanks for joining us again for this episode of Zio to Hero, where I'm Billy, and I'm always joined by my brother Jim, and today he's finally back. He's finally back with us, and it's just going to be me and him tonight. Are you ready, Jim? Because I have been holding in 2 weeks of pure punishment for you.
You say punishment. I say your retirement party.
Well, I can't do that. I don't have enough saved up. And
Roth IRA. Too bad, I'm trying right now. Get over it.
So,
good luck, buddy.
So in the beginning of this episode, we should start off by saying that we are going to hold up our end of the deal. And we have got, well, we didn't really make a deal, but we just said we're going to do. So we got a new review on our podcast, on our Apple podcast. So we're going to read it out because we can see those. And yeah, let me just pull it up real quick. So, this one is from someone named Super Nerdy, and it's labeled Nerd Culture at its Finest. It's a 5-star review, and it's from a genuinely funny listen with two very knowledgeable hosts.
Genuinely. Learn how to do the English right.
Me and O knew word very good.
I'm so proud of you. This is why the countries are beating us.
Yeah. So, a genuinely funny listen with two very knowledgeable hosts. I mean, what else could you ask for? Do yourself a favor.
I'm calling her a liar. We're not knowledgeable. We don't know shit.
We just wing it.
That's right. We wing it. Every week, we wing it. You know what editing I have to do to cut out of us looking things up?
Almost I'm sure not. A lot. There's a lot. Yeah.
Not even a little bit.
What you don't hear is us throwing things against the wall because we can't find cliff notes about it.
That's right. You know how many dog bits I've broken this year alone? You know how many?
There's a lot. Yeah.
Like three. Like the dog doesn't even like him all that much. And it's kind of like that's the only thing we can bribe him with is dog. You know what? The dog is weird. He doesn't even like dog biscuits. You know what? I'm gonna walk away from this.
All right. Well, let me get away. Let me read this again because you interrupted me. A genuinely funny listen with two very knowledgeable hosts. I mean, I swear to God, Jim, my aneurysm is going to be because of you. All right. Do yourself a favor and subscribe. You won't be disappointed. And this one is actually from another podcast that I listen to that where they do like a lot of like movie, TV show breakdowns. And then they also talk about like kind of like the wrestling side as well. So I really like these two guys, and they're kind of like us. They have a lot of little banter going on between them. I love it. And it's from this podcast called The Amazing Nerd Show. So, like, if you ever get a chance to look them up, they're actually really fun to listen to. And the one thing unique about them I like is that while the whole thing's going on, while their whole podcast's going on, they have subtle, like, elevator kind of music in the background. So it sets like a tone for it, and it's really interesting to listen that I that I caught on with them. Mm-hmm. So, but that is
why you're asking for me to add that to ours.
No way. But mm-hmm. can you do mm-hmm, it?
Jose?
Yeah, come on.
Maybe if we find something, I'm sure we can totally add something in there.
Yeah.
It's not hard. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, put the laugh track in there. Like, you know how many times we have to put the laugh track in for us? Like right now.
I know a lot.
I know, but every week.
Not right now though, right? It's pretty serious.
Yeah, it's so serious. I'm gonna have to add it in post and make sure that people know for a fact that we're only adding in there to lighten the mood a little bit.
All right. Can we get like can we get a bobcat screech right now too?
Like Bobcat the actor?
No, comedian? That's just too much. I was thinking about just the animal.
You know what? Can we do the Bjork sound?
Yeah, do it.
Yeah, let's do it. Okay, I'll add it in post. Yeah, there it is, right there. Mm-hmm.
So
I'm not gonna put it in watch. I'm not gonna put it in.
So with that review, that brings us to a total of 10 5 stars. I don't know what's going on here, but I feel like we got some imposter syndrome going on.
You keep bribing people. You send them toys.
That's what happened to my collection. It's called downsizing.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yep. So, did you pick up anything new?
I did. I found something I really enjoyed.
Ooh. Ooh.
Yeah, I took out the box.
Oh, dear God.
So, I found two things.
Uh-huh.
I found Gandalf the White as a rubber ducky.
Okay.
So, you remember those rubber ducky Power Rangers figures we found? This is about the same company. Tubbies?
So, is it Tubbies? That's right.
It's freaking huge. Like, it's a big rubber duck.
Yep. And you got some big-ass hands, and that thing takes up your hand.
And, like, they're pretty big. Like, I don't think you understand. They're pretty big ducks. And I kind of get why they're worth about $30.
Yeah.
I found this guy in sale. I got him for $15, but I kind of get why they're worth. Like, it's super high detail. Look, the robe and everything. It's super high detail. Like, it's really nice.
Now, I saw that they just released Ghostbuster rubber duckies.
Yeah.
From Tubbies. Tubbies?
Tubies?
Tubies?
Yeah, I saw that. Loobies?
I thought that was funny.
Yeah. Also, I got this as well. And I know you can't see it, but it's a book with everyone but Trini's and Jace's signature in it from the original Rangers. It's one of the first books that Saban ever made for Power Rangers.
What?
Yeah. There's a Tommy signature in there and everything. JDF's in there.
Oh, damn. That's an actual portrait of him. What?
Yeah.
Where'd you get that?
I found it at Half Price Books. It was in the display case. And yeah, it's signed by everyone but Austin St. John and Trini. And so well, it's kind of hard to get the Trini one now, but
we can get a Ouija board out.
Signed by Zach.
Oh shit, it is.
Yeah, signed by Zach. Signed by
Well, yo, that is old. That is an old book. Cause look at the pictures they're using.
Yeah, so I mean,
what is that from, like the mid-90s?
Yeah, no, it was like one of it's like the very first one, man.
Does it come with like certification COAs?
I wish. That was super cool if it did. Huh. But yeah. And it's yeah. It was really cool. That's, I found it.
That's and cool.
Yeah, totally so the leaflet's in here is Ranger Stop.
Oh, okay.
A little leaflet in here for Ranger Stop.
Yeah. Which one is it from? Orlando? Orlando or Atlanta?
Let's see. Orlando.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. That makes sense.
Yep, so one
That's cool. When you told me it was a book, I thought it was like an omnibus, but Now that I can see it, it's literally from the 90s.
Yeah, it's the...
it's just a Bond book.
The little Saban books, yeah. And I originally it was $4 originally on the back cover.
Yeah, how much it cost bucks. Back then? What's inflation got it to now? 150.
You don't want to know. But I would love to get Rita Repulsa's signature on the back.
Oh my god!
So she's on the back. I would love to get hers.
I will facilitate this.
I'm here for it.
I will help you out.
So it's missing Kimberly and Jason. So those are the two I have to get.
Okay.
So you know what? I'm gonna go my way to get Catherine to sign it.
Dear God.
That's right. That's the two big things I got.
What? Okay. Well, damn, I don't have it in here with me.
You leaving the car?
Yeah, probably so.
Yeah. Is your car your new toy box?
It is. It's a rolling toy box.
Rolling toy box. Ooh. Yeah.
But don't I picked up the new Godzilla from New Dynasty. What's it called? New Dynasty?
I do not know.
I picked up that one. And they just put them out the night before. And I was like, oh, I haven't seen these before. And it's the I picked up the Godzilla with the atomic breath.
The pink
one. I don't know why, but that one just looks really cool. I was about to pick up the bigger Godzilla. It's like a 4-inch Godzilla. I was gonna pick up that one, and I was like, you know what? Nah, I'm good. But you know what caught my eye that you know I should have walked out of there with was that Mauricio sword.
I don't know why you didn't do that.
But it was $180.
I don't know why you didn't do it. I don't know why.
I couldn't do it. I couldn't put myself to it. But yeah, so I picked up those. Your
disappointment.
Well, I guess that's a win for me, I guess.
What, me calling you disappointment? Uh-huh. Or are you not buying something?
That both. You know what, both.
So I feel like in both cases you lost.
I did. I lost. But yeah, because the Mauricio sword is just like those Tengen swords that you got.
Oh, why didn't you do it then?
I don't have $180 to just drop on it. Well, I do, but I don't.
I feel like you do.
I feel like, God dang it. But yeah, so I got those. I picked up some new shirts, which is weird because now I think I have 4 shirts to a pair of shorts. So my shirt to short ratio is really off now.
I feel like you need more shorts.
And then now. I have 1 pair of pants. But we live in Texas. We don't need pants.
I always wear pants.
Oh, well, of course you do because you're... your legs will slow you down with the friction of the air.
Yeah.
So
running in shorts, man, don't work for me. It slows it's way too basic, far down.
Basic science.
I start running, just catch on fire. Like,
yeah. There you go. And then next thing you know, you're looking like Sanji from One Piece with the fire feet. Did I say
the
that right?
The fact you know did who I, that is makes me I, really proud.
Did I do that? I did that.
You did it right. You did it I right. Did it. Yeah. I'm proud of you. I'm so proud of you, buddy.
Oh my god. So first thing on our topic tonight is Comic-Cons, because I did not. So when I was going through this list, right, I was looking up the Comic-Cons in Central Texas. I was like, okay, cool. Shouldn't be that many, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know. When I put them in my notes, I was like, holy god, that's a lot of Comic-Cons from April to August. And I was like, did you see how many? What are we at? 8, 9 just for those?
I have the list. Give me a second. I thought I had the list. Nope. Wait, is it
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7? But that's not including PTX Con.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah, then that's 8.
Yeah, PTX. And then I don't think Galaxy Con is coming back to Austin. I looked at their lineup and they're not coming back. I don't think I didn't see us on there.
So I've thought about this. I've thought about it long and hard about this. And so if we're going to go to San Antonio, I'm going to get a toll pass because I'm not going through Austin again.
I would go right around it.
Because like the toll tags up here, give you discounts on the ones in Austin.
Wait, what do y'all have up there? Easy tag?
No, we have it's the toll tag up here.
Oh.
So it's called toll or something like that. It's like a toll, it's a little sticker. It's like a big T.
Yeah. Oh, and, I know what you're talking about. I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah.
And apparently it gets a discount across most of the tollways in Texas.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So, yeah, the I'm totally going to abuse that.
The only one that really has problems is the actual Austin's toll tag one is the worst one because they just are, I don't know what's going on, but they just wreck people. And then they just send them bill after bill, even though they paid it. It happened to me.
Yeah.
I paid my $9 tag for just going literally from north to south with like, I think it was like four checkpoints.
Yeah.
$9. I paid it. Got another bill for that. I was like, how did I get two? You know what? I'm not.
I remember, so I finally paid off my toll bill. The big one. I had a really big toll bill. Like it was like $150. It was like $30 at one point. It was our brother. He went through the tollway and like I was following him. So we hit all the toll roads because he's an a-hole. You know, I didn't have it. Like, okay, so this is back when I had a rolling death trap, like a vehicle. And he was like, take the boys. I got to take the car to go get checked out at the Nissan dealership. I'm like, okay, cool. So I follow him over there, and he hits every single tollway between his house and the Nissan dealer. Everyone, and he's going like 90 on the tollway. And I'm like, okay, I thought you said your car was like messed up and you need to take it to the place, but you're going like 90. What are you doing?
Yeah, what's going on here?
So it was like a 35 toll tag. He's like, I'll pay the toll tag for you. I'm like, never sure. did. And so I had to pay the toll tag, and I just let it go for a while.
Yeah, that's what I did.
I was like, oh, no. And then I was like, $100. I'm like, you know what? It's paid. Done. Leave me alone.
Yeah.
I've never heard from them again.
And I try to pay it online, like, instead of sending cashier checks, or what are they called? Money orders. Instead of sending money orders, I try to pay it online. But their system's always down, so I can never pay it online.
Yep. You know? That tracks. Yeah, so. I paid mine online, but I did, like, 2 in the morning.
Yeah. Did you see that they made the toll road from, I think it was like outside San Marcos to Georgetown, that testing strip for the driverless trucks?
Oh, that's fun.
That's going to be a mess.
Tesla driverless trucks or just driverless trucks in general?
I think just in general.
Okay. Because,
yeah, I don't know exactly, but I just saw that and I was like, this is going to be a mess.
Like, it's not a bad idea in concept. It's just a really bad idea in practice.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you need to set up every road that you're going to have driverless vehicles on. We need to set them up to connect to those vehicles. The thing about it is that you have to relay a bunch of road to do that.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to do that. They're like, we can use cameras. Don't use cameras. Cameras don't always work. Like,
they had driverless vehicles in Austin for taxis, and it was a bad idea. It was a big mistake. It got so bad the federal government had to come in and shut it down because these cars were driving in bike lanes, stopping in the middle of highways. It was crazy.
Yeah, like the ones in Phoenix work because they only go from like one place to another place. That's it. And they put in all the markers in the road so the car knows where it's at.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's good at what it does because it only goes between like 20 blocks. That's it.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, yeah, no. Austin.
Well, speaking of roads, the road to WrestleMania this year has been very interesting.
Uh huh.
Yeah, and definitely got to say it's a hell of a. I don't know. The storytelling is it's actually very good this year. So I've been watching
story.
Monday Night Raw and Friday Night SmackDown. Been kind of trying to follow it weekly till WrestleMania to see how this builds up. And it's been it's been very good. Very good. I've been really liking it. They've introduced, The Rock stipulations with his like contract and stuff of being a part of the board. He has to be in a wrestling match now. So it's been interesting to see The Rock as a heel, which I do got to say he is very good as a heel. because he has the smack talking mouth to back it up.
Well, yeah, it's The Rock, man.
And I don't know about you, but him telling
an entire song about how him saying you're welcome.
Yeah, well, I listened to him tell 14,000 people that they're a bunch of meth heads. So it was perfect. It's perfect. But I really, really like this like feud between Cody and the Bloodline, and now this like now the lines are starting to be drawn in the sand, and there's starting to be Cody's side and then Roman's side. It's been very interesting. I've been loving it. I know that we don't talk about a lot of wrestling on here,
yeah.
But I've been keeping an eye on it. It's been very good. I know that
you went a full fledged wrestling last week.
Yeah, I did. Yeah,
I hope you're proud of that.
And I thought I'd do something new. I put my TV outside, put a chair and a table and everything, and I watch TV outside, which, okay, sounded like a good idea, but the cars driving by were disorienting me because I would see headlight, brake lights.
Well, it's either angle it where you're behind the house.
That's what I'm going to do next time.
You need to do that behind the house. You're going to run a cable out there, and you have to get incense. You're going to have a great time. Incense, a light, the TV, the table, and like two chairs.
And then cut down the tree, and then
a couple beers.
There you go.
You're going to have a great time. That's what I used to do with our buddy, my buddy. He would come out there, and we would go hang outside and watch TV and smoke out. We were smokers, so we smoked outside.
Yeah.
And we would sit and watch TV while smoking.
That's right. The feng shui of the room was just right when the full moon came up. The feng shui.
It works. It's super nice. No one believes me.
I'm just saying. So it's been interesting. It was fun. Interesting wrestling. We're seeing some new names come in. Liking it. The one thing I can't stand is Nia Jax's new haircut or her hairstyle. Can't stand it. She looks like a frayed Barbie. Like, or someone that stuck their finger in a plug and then just regretted it.
I don't know. We should leave that in or not.
We're leaving it in there.
Okay.
All right. But yeah.
I'm leaving this whole section in too.
The whole. Okay. I got you. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anything new you're watching?
No, not really. I'm almost done with One Punch Man, which kind of regret not watching that sooner. It's actually really funny and has a lot of like superhero tropes.
Yeah, you put shame to my life.
Yeah, I kind of feel bad for not watching it sooner. It's actually really funny. There's actually a really good storyline in it too, which is very odd. And
really, it was one of the biggest animes of all time.
Yeah, and there's only two seasons, so yeah. I'm like, well, this should have been longer.
Well, they're working on season 3 right now.
Oh, I like them during the tournament. When he was fighting in the tournament, he had to put that rug on his head.
Yeah, that was pretty good. Yeah,
nobody knew who he was.
Who is that?
But guy? I love how it transitioned from him looking like a very intimidating anime character, and then it flips him, and he's like this little bubbly dude.
I like the Genosa fight with him and Genosa, Genosa, the guy with the robot arms.
Yeah, Genos.
So that fight between One Punch Man and him, where like he just runs up and like that to him real fast.
Yeah,
and like just stops. And like, all right, you're getting lunch. And like, he's like, I could have died.
Oh, okay. So one of the things I laugh really hard at is that Saitama doesn't use like fighting attack moves. He just uses like generic warm-ups moves. And like, there was that one fight against Supersonic.
The Supersonic Ninja dude.
Supersonic Ninja guy, and he's like side to side jumping moves, and he beats him like that.
Oh, yeah,
he's like, I wasn't trying to kill him.
Where he's like, oh, right, and he like stops, and the dude hits himself.
Yeah,
oh my god, yeah, the anime is great, the manga is fantastic. It's really silly, I love it.
It's funny. Okay, so have you seen the new Avatar yet?
I have not yet. I've not found the time to watch it.
Okay. Well, it's actually pretty good. I liked it. you know, it's
mixed things. So I've heard people who have not seen the original Avatar series have enjoyed it quite a bit.
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't leave like too many gaps. It kind of like flows together. Yeah.
And people who've seen the anime, like seen the cartoon, the original cartoon, hate it. Well, they'll hate it. They just don't care much for it.
Yeah. I can see that why. Because it does. It's kind of weird. Yeah. So if you haven't seen the cartoon, it kind of flows together. But if you've seen the cartoon, it kind of leaves gaps and time lapses or time gaps.
I've heard Zuko's amazing. Uncle Iroh's fantastic. Uh-huh. The characters aren't bad. Like, they're not bad at all.
Yeah.
The characters are completely reasonable, completely fine. It's just the story, how it was taught, like how they're doing the story is a little iffy. It's not bad. It's just like, well, come on now.
Who's the boy? Zuko, right?
Zuko's the kid with the scar on his face.
Okay, no, okay. So the other one, the Water Tribe guy.
Sokka.
The guy who they got to play Sokka is like spot on. He's perfect for that role.
Well, he's supposed to be a comedy, like, he's supposed to be the comedy relief.
Yep.
The thing I like about his character arc itself is he goes from the comedy relief to being like the only non-bender hero in the group.
Yes, yeah.
So he becomes a leader of the group. Well, not the leader, but he becomes like the tactician. He's really smart. He's just, you know, he grew up in the water, like the Southern Water Tribe, or the Northern Water Tribe, where he's not a lot to do.
Yeah.
So he never gets to learn a bunch of new cool things.
And I've said it before on recording. I think I've said it in a couple other episodes, but they have spent some money on visual effects.
Oh, yeah.
Because the bending, the actual element bending is, like, really good.
Did you see the movie?
No, I never saw the movie. I mean, yeah, I did. Yeah, I did. I saw the movie.
The movie, the M. Night Shyamalan movie?
Yeah, I did. Uh-huh.
The M. Night Shyamalan movie?
Well, you put a lot of effort into that one, bud.
I did. I feel really bad about it. You know what? I'm just going to leave it in. Jesus.
So we need to we got to make some shirts that say, you know what? Just leave it in.
Let's leave it in.
Well, actually, don't do that because it can be a double standard. Don't do or double entendre. Double entendre.
You know what we should make sure it says? Leave it in. Oh, wait, that could be a double entendre.
Damn, I'm surprised myself today. I just used a big word, and I used the correct character name.
That's right. I'm proud of you, man. I'm so proud of you. It only took you 33 years.
Oh, my God. So somebody asked me today, are you just into nerd things because you feel like you need... to impress people or is it because everybody's doing it, or are you really into nerd things because you like it? And I said, you know what, at first it was like because everybody was doing it. So I was like, well, I'm the only one that's into cars and nothing to talk about. But then as I dove into it, just the awesome people that you meet along the way, the merchandise, the shows, the endless content basically that's out there is just what hooked me, because there's,
you know,
and then having you texting me at like 3 a.m, you've got to watch the show. I'm like, Jimmy, go to sleep.
I'll tell you this. We might be ugly. We might be fugly, but we care a lot about what we care about.
Yep.
And that's not you.
We're the Duffs of, we're the Duffs of the nerddom.
Damn right.
Mm-hmm. Look at you.
Like, damn.
Damn.
What happened there?
Ah. So what'd you watch?
No, that's WWFT. I don't know what that spells.
All right. What have you been watching? Have you watched the new season of Hazmat Hotel?
Season one? Yeah, I watched it.
Is it at season one? I thought they released a new season.
No, it's like one season.
Oh.
Okay, you know what you should... Okay, so Hazmat Hotel is the main project, but there's a side project called Hell of a Boss.
Okay.
I'm going to recommend that one to you. That one's really good.
Actually spelled Hell of a.
Yeah, Hell of a Boss. It's really, really good. You're going to love it. The voice... the guy who does Moxie is Alpha. He's Alpha 5.
Oh. Okay.
So he makes a comeback in the reunion season or series. So he makes a comeback for that. He's great. If you ever want to hear Alpha talk about butt stuff.
This is it.
So if you ever want to hear Alpha Fly talk about, you know, where's the butter at? He doesn't sound like Alpha Fly. What's his voice? He does Raz from Psychonauts and a bunch of other TV shows. So yeah, it's really fun. And his wife, Millie, is, oh my God, I love her to death. I Liz is a Millie. I love her. Okay. But yeah, you're going to enjoy it. It's a really fun show. They just released a bunch of Funko-esque things for it. So I bought them all.
I knew you would. You told me, I didn't even have to ask you. I knew that you already bought them when you showed me them.
Yeah, I got them. They're fantastic. I have to have them. And Blitzo's great. And Stolas is fantastic. You'll love them. Mm-hmm. So, like, all the characters are really well, like, really well done. You'll like them. They're good characters. It's really, really gay.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's great. But Stolas and Blitz or Blitz. It's not a good relationship, but it's adorable. It's nice to watch, like, you know, people grow into each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So watch it. I recommend it. Yeah. If you liked Hazbin Hotel, you'll love Hell of a Boss. So Hell of a Boss. So they made Hell of a Boss as concept for Hazbin Hotel. So, like, there's some really, really, really amazing scenes in Hell of a Boss that they use the concept of in Hazbin Hotel.
Oh.
So they're like, hey, we want to be able to make sure we can do these kind of scenes. Like, this is a really, really cool scene where Blitz is playing the piano and Moxie's, like, walking up the stairway to see him. And, like, so the camera is moving around him like this as an animated, like, figure walking upstairs. Like, it's a really Disney-esque scene. Like, okay. It looks like Disney would have done it. And it was with this really random little studio who did it. It's a beautiful scene. Beautiful. And they did a lot of stuff like that. Like, this is a really cool fight scene where, like, every character gets their own, like, moment in a fight scene. And the music shifts for each character to a different, like, tone.
Yeah.
And, like, the animation style slightly adjusts itself for the character.
Ooh.
It's a really cool scene.
Okay. The one character on Hazbin Hotel that I kind of, like, really liked how they did. Not did, but the editing for it was Radio Voice.
The Radio Demon?
Yeah, the Radio Demon. I just like how he talks when he talks, that they edit his voice.
I thought you would like Nifty.
Well, I haven't gone that far, but
Nifty? The little itty-bitty demon?
Not yet. I haven't seen that much. I just saw the first two episodes so far. I have a cycle. There's a cycle going on, okay? I got so many shows that I'm trying to watch at once.
Keep disappointing me.
Well, that's what I do best. If I get paid, I'd probably make $16,000 a year.
It's disappointing me, yeah. You'd be sitting pretty.
Uh-huh.
So that's free money at that point.
Hey.
Shame on you. Shame.
No. Shame on us.
Yeah, I'm here doing this with you.
Thanks.
Look at where we're at. We're going to go to Comic-Con this year.
It's like that voice or that sound. Look at us. Just look at us. Look at us. Of Kevin Hart. Like, look at us.
What are we doing with our lives? I don't know. Are you having fun? I don't know anymore. Though I'm really happy you're taking a liking to other things. Like, you were really in the cars there for a little bit, like, really in the cars.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. It's a fun, like, group of people to hang out with, but, like, I like the fact you're getting into more stuff I know more about.
Uh-huh.
And, like, I know the nerd stuff isn't, like, for everyone, but there's so much out there. Like, if you got a thing, they're gonna fill it.
Yeah.
Like, if you got a niche stuff like you that. Like, yeah, I know. If you got a thing, they're gonna fill it. Don't say it like that. We can put that on our t-shirt.
Yeah.
The t-shirt
shop is now open. We're taking in designs.
Jesus. The shirt shop is open. Put your designs in here.
Yeah.
Just have that on the back of a shirt.
We're on to something here.
Like, these double entendres, man. Let's go. We should make an entire shirt collection of double entendres of dirty things.
Oh, dear God. I'm down for it. Let's do it.
Insert the D drive. Oh.
Oh, dear God.
Jesus.
Did you turn it off or turn it back on?
Did you attempt... did you press all the buttons at once?
Did you blow the cartridge before you put it in?
Did you wear anti-static bracelet?
I don't know what that's got to do.
Did you wear protection?
Dear God, Jane. Do you got your PPEs?
I got nothing.
I got nothing either.
Wait, you know, they should really teach about this. They should really teach about this in schools.
Oh, dear God. I don't tell you anymore, okay?
You know this nonsense?
Yeah.
All right, anyways.
Yeah.
So I've been watching this other show called Resident Alien.
Yeah, I've been wanting to watch that. Yeah.
And season 3 just started back up. And so there's this really funny bit in season 2, and 1 and 2, where... So it's Alan Tudyk, right? So Alan Tudyk, if you don't know who that is, it's Wash from Firefly. He does a lot of character. He does a lot of voiceover characters, a lot of them. But he's fantastic. And so he plays the alien. And so whenever he's in the suit for the alien, he plays the alien in the suit as well. So like he plays the alien in both himself and the suit. And when he says son of a bitch, he's like, son of a bitch. He can't pronounce it in the suit. So yeah. He now says it like that in human form. And so he'll be sitting there. So like one episode, he gets a subpoena, right? He's like, son of a bitch. Like in the human form. And it's the funniest thing ever. And so they're playing it up really, really hard in season 3. I don't even care. I love it. It's hilarious. It's the funniest thing.
I've been meaning to see that show. I saw that they did it season 3.
It's so much fun. It's so much fun. I love it. It's one of the better, it's one of the best comedies on TV right now.
Dear God. Yeah. Anything with Alan Tudyk is pretty good.
Oh, yeah. He was King Candy in the Wreck-It Ralph movies.
Oh.
Yeah, he's also, if you watch Star vs. the Forces of Evil, he's also Star's dad and the bad guy. He's the Joker and Clayface in the new Harley Quinn series.
There was a movie he was in that I really liked too, where he was like Moana. What else? He was like a security guard. I cannot remember the movie's name.
I can't remember talking about it either. So he was also in Moana. He was Hay the chicken.
Oh dear God!
Yeah. He was Hay the chicken. Alan Tudyk was a security guard. In any movies?
Not a security guard, but he was like somebody's security for somebody. I can't remember the movie's name.
Who else?
Because they're like heel down. I can't remember. It's gonna bug me now that I don't remember this movie.
Well, let's look it up real quick. Hold on.
Uh huh.
Alan
Tudyk. Can't remember. This is gonna bug the hell out of me now.
A recent movie. Oh, he was in Rogue One. He was a robot. He was the robot in Rogue One.
Really?
Yeah, that was him. Yeah, he's like
the robot.
Yeah.
In Rogue One. Huh. Interesting. Okay.
He was in Praise PD. It's a part of Studio, Peter Pan and Wendy, Bridgewater, Strange World, Disenchanted, Zootopia. Oh, he was Duke Weaselton. Oh, yeah, that was pretty funny. Yeah.
He was an iRobot?
Yeah, he was Sunny. He was the toucan in Encanto. He's in Final Space. Yeah, that makes sense. Solar Opposites, Ride the Lost Dragon as Tuk Tuk, Big Hero Number 6 as Kiri, Mickey Mouse, Eat Wheaties. He's done a lot of stuff.
That's a lot. There's a list here, huh?
Yeah.
He said Rick and Morty?
Yeah, he's in one episode of Rick and Morty, or one or two episodes of Rick and Morty. He was in Doom Patrol.
He was what?
Mr. Nobody?
Oh, he was.
Yep.
Yeah, that's right. Because that was the bandaged guy, right? The invisible guy?
No, he's the one. Oh, damn it. He was Oliver Queen in Young Justice. Okay. He's the one. He was the guy who's like halfway there, halfway not there. Like, he had the light coming off of him, and he was like, he was breaking the fourth wall all the time.
Oh. Like,
you don't even know you're in a TV show.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
That, damn. Hmm.
There you go. He was K2SO, I think it was.
Yeah, K2SO. Yeah, from Star Wars.
Yeah, K2SO.
What have we been in, though?
I'll tell you exactly what we've been in. We've been in the Zero to Hero podcast.
Damn right.
So proud of us. I'm so proud of us.
I'm starting to feel like this is a Truman Show.
Maybe.
Almost.
Maybe.
Almost.
Oh, he's an Abraham Lincoln Vampire Slayer.
I saw that you just put that on there. I was going to watch it.
Liz did, actually. He's in Napoleon Dynamite? No.
No. How's he in Napoleon Dynamite? He's in
Napoleon Dynamite, the TV series.
Oh, okay. They had a series?
Yeah, he was, I didn't know it was a series either.
Does it talk about...
Oh, he was in Tucker and Dale vs. Evil.
Oh,
he was, he was Dale. He was Tucker.
That's right. Damn it.
He's the one who got beat up the entire time. He got beat up. And, like, lost his fingers, got stung by bees.
So...
Oh, he was from... Steve the Pirate from Dodgeball.
That's right. Damn,
oh, my goodness.
He was born in El Paso, Texas.
Really?
That's cool.
Oh, he was in Night's Tale. He was. Oh, my goodness.
Dear God, we're going down a rabbit hole here.
Oh, yeah. I pulled a bunch of the stuff he was on, and I'm going to watch most of it.
Dear God.
Yes, he's hilarious. Hilarious. Okay, I'm playing guy. Okay, I'm going to watch this stuff. I don't care. I'm watching it. He's just a fun character. He's just a good character to follow. Have you ever never seen Firefly? Watch Firefly. He's in Firefly. He's amazing.
I have never seen Firefly. I need to watch it, you know.
What? Okay. So he plays a pilot named Wash. And so I'm going to spoil a little bit for you, just a little bit. So you think you're going to hate this guy because he's such a little weirdo. Not weirdo, but he has a lot of quirks.
Okay.
And you think you're going to hate this guy so much. You fall in love with this guy because he's so different than what you're expecting. And he's just a good person. Like, he's a good person and tries to do good things and just tries. And the second command, I can't remember her name off the top of my head, but his wife is Mel's, like, second command, and she, like, just takes no shit from anyone, but she loves him. And you don't know why she loves him until, like, episode 6 or 7. And then, like, you get to the episode, you're like, oh, okay. Because he does the right thing when things are called on to be done right. Like, I'm not spoiling anything for anyone who's going to watch it. Like, you're going to enjoy the episode. You don't know exactly how it's going to end. This is a good episode.
Yeah.
Like, they're great episodes. Like, oh. Yeah, it's going to have a good time. Watch it. It's good. It's one of the best sci-fi series of all times.
Okay.
It's short-lived. It's really short. You got a movie in, like, 12 episodes.
Totally off topic. But I saw that River Song is coming back.
I think so. I have no idea.
I saw the article that what kind of mischief is she gonna bring this time?
I am so far behind on Doctor Who.
Yeah, I stopped watching halfway through season one of Peter Capaldi. I like you.
I hear he gets so good season two.
Yeah.
Like, just skip over season one. Just have a good time. Like, you know, skip over. Just get to season two and you're going to have a great time. But man, he's just so off-putting season one. Like, you're coming off of Matt Smith. He's fantastic. Matt Smith is fantastic.
I think for me, it's from Matt Smith was so upbeat. So, energy. But then when Peter Capaldi comes, he's older and he's not doing. I think that's what got me.
Well, he goes from being like this happier guy to being this angry old man.
Yeah.
And
pretty much.
Like I said, I've heard so many things. But like after season one, after his first season, he gets so much better. He figures out the part. He falls in line where he should be. He knows where he's at. He's having a good time. You know, the show gets a lot better. I just, it's rough. And then the next lady after, the lady after him was apparently pretty good. Then David Tennant comes back for the like one season,
yeah,
or something like that. And then now the new guy is here, and he's apparently pretty good so far. But I just,
so the one thing Napoleon, I man, do, just is rough. The one thing I like about Doctor Who is that they can make a reference in the Ninth Doctor, or something could happen in the Ninth Doctor, and it'll still affect the 13th Doctor or something like that.
Yeah,
and like the people that they still around, like the Centaurians. You still see them. They're still everywhere.
The Daleks are still around.
Well, of course they are.
The Cybermen are still around.
Okay, yeah, that too.
Yeah, like a bunch of things are still around. Like, you know, the Weeping Angels came around in the Ninth Doctor.
Yeah.
They were just a one-off like character, and now they're forever because they were fantastic.
I don't know how they come back, cuz the last time I saw that they got sucked into that the rift.
Think like this, no one ever really dies.
Pretty much. That's pretty much
Less the character, less the person who played the character dies, no one really dies.
Nobody dies.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been watching ever since we watched that Weeping Angels episode with Mark.
I knew it was going to break you. I knew it.
I was so lost, and I was like, you know what? Now I have to watch the Ninth Doctor. Before
Eccleston?
Eccleston.
Chris
Rattel, by the way,
dude,
really like him.
I loved his doctor. He was such an asshole.
Yeah, like, exactly.
Okay. So once you see the War Doctor, right? So once you see the War Doctor, who's John Hurt. So John Hurt plays a War Doctor. And that is, have you ever seen V for Vendetta?
Yes.
So he's a chancellor in V for Vendetta.
Oh.
That's him. He's done a lot of really good. He's been a lot of. Okay, you watched 1984, right?
Yes.
He's Winston. Yep. 1984 is Winston. That's him.
Oh.
He's also the guy at the end of Aliens, where he's like at the cafe, and like he's at the end of Spaceballs, the cafe where like the chest presser comes out. He's like, oh, not again.
Oh,
that's him as well.
I haven't seen that much.
You need to watch Spaceballs. Spaceballs is great.
I've seen Spaceballs, but I can't remember the end of it.
I swear to God, disappointing me every day. Okay, so watch on YouTube. It's great. So John Hurt plays the War Doctor, and like, so it's the 50th year anniversary, and you find like, so you meet the War Doctor, and so that makes Matt Smith iteration the 13th Doctor, not the 12th. Everyone thought he was the 12th, but he was the 13th Doctor. So there was another iteration of the Doctor. So he was on his last regeneration. Yeah. So you meet the War Doctor, and you meet him as an old man because it's John Hurt. And he's like, he's done this war for so long. That's all he knows now. And that's it. This war.
Yeah.
And he has to make this decision to kill like all the Time Lords and all the Daleks. And he makes it like this impossible decision and puts all the weight on his own shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
And then he regenerates to, Eccleston,
yeah,
who is just this guy who has been completely defeated in life because he did something that no one else could do, and he's ruined his entire rest of his life, and he ruined his past, present, and future with one act. And like, he was just this asshole because there was nothing else he could do. Like, everything else is done. Like, he couldn't do anything else. He was done.
Yep.
Yeah, it makes sense.
They reference a lot of it too. Like, even Matt Smith, Pandora's box. Yeah. He even says, like, I've seen things, you know, I've seen the death of like my people or whatever. And
yeah,
they reference a lot of it throughout the
stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. The Time Lords.
It's just, yeah, there's a lot going on. And like, I like Doctor Who. Like I watched the new series. I really enjoyed it. Tudor Capaldi.
Uh-huh.
Like, he's apparently gets way better. I just can't do it right now. I've tried.
Out of all the people or the species or the villains or whatever in Doctor Who, all of it that I've seen, the one that I cannot stand is the Silence.
The Silence? Oh yeah, they're dicks.
Yeah, I can deal with.
I like the fact that Crowley. So the guy who like double crosses them and like makes sure that they can be seen on TV and stuff.
Uh-huh.
That's Crowley from Supernatural. And he's also like the devil in Doom Patrol. And so he plays a lot of bad guys who are kind of good guys, and like is what he is in the show, and it's really great. He's a bad guy. He's kind of a good guy, but he's mostly a bad guy. It's fantastic.
Okay. Well, it's been
fun. Yeah.
I like how they can a way around the silence, like how they know that they've seen them is that they mark themselves with like a marker.
Yeah.
So every time they realize they look down, they're like, oh damn, I've seen the silence 30 times, but see the silence, they wipe your memory or they block it out. So
you can't remember seeing them, which is pretty
funny. Remember seeing them. It's a very unique trope.
Yeah, like most of villains in Doctor Who have pretty good tropes. Like, pretty good like character development or like species development. Like the silence, you can't remember seeing the silence. You have the Weeping Angels who send you through the past.
Uh-huh.
You have who is it? The potato people.
Yeah,
who are very violent people, but they're hearts of gold.
The one that tripped me out is like the Daleks that they're like the one that was like sick.
Oh, the and sick then Dalek?
Peter Capaldi goes in and he
being Claire.
Yeah, and it's like basically like they fix him up. They like they made him better, and then he turns on him.
Yeah,
the Dalek turns on him.
I liked when Eccleston comes across the Daleks. He's like, "I killed all of you. You're the last one. You're useless."
Oh yeah. Uh-huh.
And then like he's being chased by him. Like, "Oh no, he ran up the stairs." And then he starts floating. I'm like, "Well, he's done for."
my favorite instance of the Dalek deal is when is it Matt Smith or Tennant? I can't remember when they go to the Dalek's homeworld, and it's the girl.
Yeah, yeah.
But the Dalek thinks it's a girl.
Yeah.
But the Daleks, it's really a Dalek. And then that girl that plays is actually the next companion.
Yeah, so that was Matt Smith who sees her, Matt, I believe.
That's right. That's yes. Because he goes, and when he finds her, he's like, "I'll wait outside your house," you know?
Yeah. So you have there's one episode I really enjoyed about Doctor Who. So this is an episode where they're on the Diamond Planet.
Okay.
Where it's a David Tennant and they're on the train, right?
Yeah.
On the train. Uh-huh. And they're trying to so the train gets stopped somewhere, and these diamond people or these diamond things are trying to get in or trying to tell them to leave or something like that.
Yep.
And it was the who is who kind of thing episode. And it's really well done because you don't really know who is who. Like the only person you know who's not the beast is the Doctor, but he's willing to sacrifice himself to save them because you know they're not doing anything wrong. They're just trying to survive.
Wait, is that the one where like the people were they kept saying the stuff that the Doctor was saying?
Yes,
I remember that one. That's right. That was a really good episode. Yeah, that's right.
Matt Smith had, not Matt, David Tennant had a lot of really good episodes, like a lot of really good solid episodes. So when anyone ever tells you like, "Oh, hey, who's your favorite Doctor?" Like David Tennant is a lot of people's favorite Doctor because he has a lot of really good episodes.
Least favorite companion. Go.
Claire. I didn't get enough time with her.
I will agree with that. Claire was not my favorite. But who was the favorite? On the count of three. One, Donna two. Nova. God damn it. I was going to say that too. I like Donna too. She was
seen the Donna David Tennant skit on the school skit?
No.
The school and stuff? Oh my God. Okay. Hold on. Can I add it in here? Hold on. YouTube?
Oh. It says watch joint activity. Is this criminal activity?
Okay. So I know we've been talking about Doctor Who. Is there anything else you want to talk about before we wrap up this episode?
That was basically it. That was it. That's all that came up tonight.
So I showed Billy the David Tennant and what's her name?
Donna.
What's her name? Well, the play Donna. It's like the school skit where like they're talking about Shakespeare. It's a really good skit. I'm going to link it in the description below. I highly recommend it. It's really funny. If you thoroughly enjoy David Tennant and Donna, David Tennant's doctor and Donna, the chemistry is perfect. Like they had a great time. And so I highly recommend it. And I do really, really want to watch the special where like David Tennant goes back and like sees her dad again.
Oh, that would be perfect. I completely forgot about her dad, how he was like a conspiracist.
he took her dad. He took her dad to space so he could see the world. And like he cries, and it's a really beautiful moment. And apparently he comes back for the series.
Yeah.
Where he comes back into. So I really want to watch it just mainly because of him, because he's such a good character. And like that relationship they had was beautiful. Okay. Anywhoozle. Where can people find us at?
You can all find us at Zio to Hero across the board. We're on all social platforms. Just type that in and you'll find us. It's always me that's answering notifications. So Jim doesn't deal with that. I deal with that.
Yeah, I know, bro. Yeah. He does half the work.
So yeah, definitely check us out on the social platforms. Leave us a 5-star review or 1-star review, whatever you feel is comfortable, and write something in it on Apple Podcasts and we'll read it out. Like,
can I write something? Can I leave a review for us?
No.
Oh.
Bad, Jim. Bad.
Can I do it now?
Talking out of line. Stop.
Oh.
But yeah, so yeah, definitely leave a rate us, review us, follow us, and let's see what happens. Because we're gonna have a lot of new content coming up here shortly with all these Comic Cons coming up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're gonna do those flash interviews too, like, how much cheese is too much cheese?
We need to focus off that. We need to do something else.
Okay, fine.
All right.
So we should do flash interviews with people and ask them about like their personal life and like really get detailed into their personal life. And then at the very end, be like, oh, you are who and who, like so-and-so.
Uh-oh.
It's right.
What we should do is go up there and purposely call them the wrong character.
Do you want to be a hero, but you're not? Do you want to be a Jiro or a Kojiro, but you can't because you're not Japanese? Have you considered Zio to Hero?
Remember, heroes come and go. Idiots are for
Jimbalee!
Jimbalee!
How I die?
Oh, dear God.
Leave it there, like how I die.
You know, yeah, you know, you can't. You got to breathe, right?
This is the Zio to Hero podcast.